Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Do dad jokes.
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Gody.
And that's Mikus over there. We have no skin, so it felt kind of weird. Have skin on our body. We don't have skin, the human, here.
Largest organ in the body.
Skin.
Yeah.
Correct.
And Mitch's is as well.
It actually is, though. That's a trivia question. Remember how good we are at trivia, too.
Oh, I mean, 42 out of 60.
We're killing it here. Hang on. Those guys got 63 out of 60.
Well, that's a shame. We've got 16th out of 17. Well done.
So Mikus, full-time chimer.
Hello.
Hey. What do you do as a full-time job? You know what I'm saying, Mikus?
Mm. Yep. I do know what you're saying.
Yeah,
actually, I'm not sure I do know what you're saying.
No, it's all right. Well, it's just more of like a play on words. You'll get it. Yeah. Work with us here.
Yep. You've probably arrived by accident.
You have probably arrived by accident, as it turns out. But definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That is a win. Thank you very much for that, Gertie. That is clinical. We will actually check in with Skin at some point just to see how he's going over in the Maldives.
Yeah, we'll probably have to cover each other's jobs a little bit today too with no Skin. He's normally such a big talker. We normally have to leave him so much space. So. No, but I don't even know if it's my fault. Like a bit of a mare for me over the weekend. We've been getting into our Whoop bands, and we got sent some Whoop bands a few weeks ago, which we absolutely froth. That's so cool. Anyway, I have not been able to find mine over the weekend. I usually take mine off to do the washing up.
And you do the washing up a lot, as we know.
Obviously, Kathleen just sits down and does fuck all.
Not quite what I was setting you up for.
No, not really. And also not quite true. But anyway, I've put mine down on Friday night doing the washing up, and I haven't been able to find it over the weekend. But the issue is my daughter, Maggie, who is nearly three, and you saw her over the weekend. She's quite a handful.
Holy heck.
Yeah.
I'll tell that story another time.
Yeah, anyway. So she's got form let's say, misplacing my things in the rubbish bin. So I haven't been able to find my Whoop band for the last few days. The great news is I looked on Reddit this morning in ways to try and, like, is there a way to track the Whoop band? And so many people have said, set the alarm, it'll hear it vibrate, or put your Bluetooth on and you'll find it in range. I said, you beauty, this is so good. So I walked outside this morning, checked in the car, not in there, walked into the butler's pantry in my house, stood next to the rubbish bin, and the Whoop band was all of a sudden in range. So my job when I get home this afternoon will be to look in my garbage. The reason I sort of did this about 6 months ago, she put my Apple AirPods in the bin. These unfortunately ended up in the garbage.
To not recoverable.
Recoverable. I had to empty the red top wheelie bin on my front lawn. Yeah. And go through bag by bag until I found them. The issue is Kathleen doesn't believe me when I say Maggie's done this. And like, you know, as the wise man said, you know, like back the horse in form. So I've said to her this morning, I said, she's put this in the bin. I'm telling you, no, she hasn't. No, she hasn't.
So my favorite part was that she said, don't blame your daughter.
Don't blame your daughter for your mistake. And so, well, she's got form, mate, honestly. So yeah, my job this afternoon will be to look in the garbage bin.
All right.
Home for my Whoop band.
So next week we'll, in the camera angle, if you're watching on YouTube, have a look at Gody's right wrist.
Yep.
Is normally where you're wearing it,
mm-hmm.
And just see if he has been successful in another bin rummage.
Yep, I'll have to give it some Glen 20. All
right. Wonderful people.
Yeah, amazing.
Let's move on to joke of the week. Now, these are definitely left for us on the chalk line. That's wegotthechocolates.com.au is our website, and there is definitely where you can leave a voice recording there for us if you want, or you can send them in written form, written prose. I'll go through both today because, again, Skin normally takes this. He hasn't. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he chooses the audio ones now, which is always nerve-wracking. And here it is this week from Richard.
Hey, guys. It's Richard in California. But I'm as much of a Brit as Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit. I've unfortunately discovered some stuff about friends and family recently. A friend of mine tried to annoy me with bird puns, but it didn't take me long before I realized toucan play at that game. And it turns out when I was a baby, my parents used to bathe me in cheap Australian lager. It wasn't until I was 18 I realized I'd been fostered.
Why does actually, Dave, do you have you got your mic there?
Yeah.
Can you please tell us why has Foster's got, like, I mean, we probably don't drink a huge amount of it over here, particularly because we drink a lot of better beer, who do bring the joke of the week segment to you. Yeah. But I've noticed in England, it has a very poor reputation, Foster's. Can you tell us anything about that?
It just doesn't taste good. Oh. It's just not the best. Usually the cheaper variety in the supermarkets.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well summarized.
Also in the supermarket. They sell beer in the supermarket.
I'm 80% sure works. Even in New South Wales they do. Like, I know in Aldi they've got beer and wine.
Really? In New South Wales also.
What? So it's just Queensland.
That don't sell beer in supermarkets. Yeah. You can just pop out for some basmati rice.
Yeah, just a loaf of bread, a carton of milk, and a six pack. Yeah.
Sorry, is that when I say something?
Yeah, okay. Whatever you reckon, you exhale quite loudly.
Yeah,
that is fair. No, nothing to add.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Richard. That was very good from Richard. And then the written one, I like this, comes in from Kevin. And it is actually Kevin Walker is his name.
Oh, Johnny's brother.
Great chalky.
Yeah.
Not the best at running, unfortunately, but loves his physical activity anyway.
He'd go good with a whoop.
Very good with a whoop.
Yeah.
Plenty of steps.
All right.
Yeah. I read an interesting book about lube the other day. It was a great work of non-friction.
I like that.
Yeah,
the first one's better.
No, the first one, like the toucan one, I've heard a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, I actually tell that joke quite a bit. The toucan play at that game, sort of thing.
Yeah,
there was a cafe like up near Gympie called the Toucan Cafe. I think I made that exact joke, but I like it. the second one of can't even remember it now. It was that good.
They were on par.
The foster child was very good. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Now, also, speaking of non-fiction, more so, do you remember that Daisy Jones and the Six mistake that I made a couple of weeks ago?
Where you thought it was real, but it was actually fiction?
Yeah, I thought it was friction, but it was – no, I thought it was non-friction, but it was actually friction.
Yeah.
I have been getting sprayed on TikTok relentlessly and mercilessly since that moment, since we posted that video. So that's nice. Yeah, that's probably the last time I make that mistake with that particular book, which is the good news. Mm-hmm. You learn from your mistakes. Can't say that I won't do it with other books, though, unfortunately.
That serves you right for reading, though, I guess. So.
As I mentioned, joke of the week brought to you by our great mates at Better Beer. We actually do have a discount code for the Better Beer merch as well that's in our link tree, which you'll find on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go and check that out, please, because they've got some wonderful merch there. Now, we are going to get Skin on the phone just to check in with how he's going on his first ever overseas trip in the Maldives. And I'll ring him now, see how we go.
Hello, Skin speaking.
Oh, what a magnificent, confident answer of the phone, Skin. You're right. It's Lee here for the We Got the Chocolates podcast.
You heard of it?
Oh, wow. What a surprise. Yeah, no, never.
Oh, that ring, that new iPhone ring sounds very weird, actually, Skin.
Yeah, that doesn't come standard with my iPhone, I'll be honest, but that's all right.
Now, Skin, we just thought we'd better check in with you. It's your first ever overseas trip, and I understand you chose the simplest place to go in terms of just one quick, easy flight.
Nope, not at all. it was simple in terms of, like, booking things. I just bought an all-inclusive package, so that part was nice and easy. Didn't have to think about anything.
Cool.
But, no, it turns out we had three flights to get here. That was a pain in the ass.
And the lower back, I'd imagine.
Sorry.
Oh, And the seats weren't good. Quality skid.
But seats were fine. Singapore Airlines, great people, obviously. They were very comfortable.
Oh, right. Yeah.
just flying in general. But I think it ended up taking 27 hours to get here. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just not what I was looking for, you know?
You could have redone that movie, Skin.
What?
Is that a movie called 27
Hours? 127
hours,
isn't it?
Damn it. Oh, 100 more.
Yeah.
Oh, so close. So close.
27?
But yeah, no, that was mainly my fault, to be honest. I was in charge of booking all the flights. I think it's only meant to be like 13 hours of actual flying, but I just had a mare and Jack was like 6 hour layovers at both stops. So that was nice.
That's weird. That's unlike you. It's actually unbelievable. More time in airport than on plane.
It's almost like you just love the number 27 that much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is weird how that keeps popping.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
And then I had an even bigger shambles at Singapore, because Singapore is meant to be like this big, exciting airport, right? Like that everyone's saying, it's great. You get to spend 6 hours there and just go explore the jewel and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. We just wanted to find our next gate first to make sure we didn't miss our next flight. Kingus, I thought you'd be quite proud of that.
Nice work, mate.
There's three different terminals. We ended up spending so much time looking for our gate that we didn't leave enough time to even get like checked into Singapore to go see the jewel. So we just completely missed it and ended up sitting there twiddling our thumbs. It was great.
It took you 6 hours to find the gate.
Not exactly 6 hours. Our ticket told us to go to Terminal 2. So we went and looked all up and down Terminal 2. Then found a board that said, oh, no, now you have to go to Terminal 3. Mm. So we would have spent maybe like 2.5 hours looking for our gate, going back and forth between these terminals. And then by that time, we pretty much had to get ready to start going through security and stuff. So,
gee, Skin, your time management skills are Singapore, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
Good. Now, Skin, one big thing that we need to check in with, have you worked out whether the locals say Maldives or Maldives yet?
No, I haven't. I don't have an answer.
He hasn't spoken to anyone, mate.
Well, I haven't really spoken to many people, to be fair. And most people I speak to are tourists. I don't know. I assumed everyone over here would just be saying, like, the country that they're in all the time, but it turns out it doesn't come to conversation that much, I suppose. So.
Skid thought he was just going to, like, there was just going to be a group of people, like, get to the bar and go, oh, how good is the Maldives?
Maldives. I thought they'd be practicing, but no, it turns out it's,
Any
big topic of conversation.
Any recognition over their Skin? Any Chox fans over in the Maldives?
Zero.
Ah.
It's a shame. That's probably the next target audience, but we want to try and bring it to.
Yeah. Well, there's not many people here.
So it's your type of place that's
good. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty quiet. That's nice.
What does the daily schedule look like, Skin?
Well, the daily, not much, to be honest. A lot of relaxing. But no, it's kind of determined by, they've got these all-you-can-eat buffets. So the breakfast, lunch, dinner schedule, it sort of revolves around that, I suppose. You sort of lock in. Tuck it into the meals at 7 a.m., then midday, and then 7 p.m. And that just gives you sort of two spaces to fill. And generally, we fill the morning space with alternating between the pool and reading next to the pool, which is good. And then the afternoon with like some sort of activity. I think yesterday we went jet skiing, which was sweet. We've done plenty of snorkeling and stuff like that. We're going snorkeling again today, actually. So I think we've got a dolphin cruise coming up on Wednesday. Very stressful stuff.
Jeez. All right. Well, just remember that snorkel goes outside the water, Skin.
Just check your apparatus, mate.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with the snorkeling process.
Sounds like the one space that's been filled quite well. is stick with me, the stomach at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
How are the vegan options, by the way?
Fine, actually. Yeah, a lot of like dal curries and stuff like that. I'm getting by. There's no shortage of food.
Oh, we'll be a dal and grab us one of those, Skin.
I'm sure they'll let that slide through customs on the way back.
Can you say that to someone, please, when you're there?
No, video.
Just have, yeah, video, like the Subway challenge thing. Can you video you saying, oh, I'll have one of them. Thanks, Dale.
No.
And not to wheeze.
Please.
Please. I love the fact that he's just like, not even, most people would just be like, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Anyway, yeah, and obviously yeah, not do it. Yeah. And this kid's just like, no.
I'm flat out talking to these people at all, like an idiot.
Well, Skid, it sounds like you're having a magnificent time over there, mate. I know you also pre-purchased the bucket of beers for every day, so I hope you managed to get through those.
Yeah, no, absolutely no issues there. although I'd say I realise that it's really overhyped. It's a bit of a marketing ploy. It's like they tell you you've got this bucket of beer, but you've also got unlimited drinks at the bar. So it's just your next four drinks brought to you now so that your third and fourth are slightly warmer than they otherwise would have been. So
brilliant. Anyway. Yeah, well, that's a nice high to finish on those skin days.
You're selling it to us, mate. Fantastic.
That might be all right for your little mustard dust thing, but
You're right.
That actually, we're about to do.
That we're about to do. Yes. So we'll see if that comes up.
Yeah.
All right, Skid. Well, we hope you're having a great time, mate. We actually look forward to having you back, but enjoy the next few days and we will see you next week.
All right. See you.
Thanks, Dale.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, time for Muscle Dust. Hit the jingle button there, Gabe. Hit the jingle button there, Gabe.
Here it's because your intro in the story is right the there. Jingle button.
Oh my God.
Is this Muscle Dust? Is this Muscle Dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this Muscle Dust?
Oh, man. I'm not sure. If you're listening audio only, Goaty, after saying hit the jingle button, lifted his shirt up and pointed at his belly button. Another reason that you should maybe check it out on YouTube sometimes.
That'll
if you
get
like.
Double the views, I reckon.
Well, I'm hoping that Dave maybe censors it.
No, I'm down, mate. I'm off the iced coffees. You know me.
Yeah, no, you look magnificent. It's just probably not what people were expecting, but that's fine. Yeah, muscle dust. What do we do?
Muscle dust. So where we don't want to sit on the fence there. So must meaning obviously a really, really good, love it, outstanding even. All right. And dust meaning it sucks. We don't like that at all. All right. So like I said, no fence sitting. We got someone sent in by the chocks there, which is great. The first one by Imogen.
Oh, that's my favorite name.
Yeah.
Because like the best nickname ever for Imogen is
JPEG
or PNG.
Yeah, cool. What you like. Yeah, great.
Or like maybe X-ray.
Yep.
There's so many that you can do with Imogen.
I've got heaps, but I'm just trying to play Skin's role. Yeah, I don't know.
Mate, you're doing a bloody great job too. All right.
But I do have heaps, so you know. Anyway,
that's enough of you, Skin. Thanks, mate. Muscle Dust. People who only use the right side of a notebook, so every second page is blank.
Oh, that's a great
She's given her opinion
dust.
As well. Her opinion.
Should we
as well.
Do ours or the, hers first?
Let's go yours first.
I think it is dust, waste of paper.
Yeah, dust.
I'm going to go must.
What?
I reckon it keeps it clean.
It does keep it clean. It's logical.
It's
I
a
also
notebook. What the?
I sometimes don't like when you like the writing goes through, you know, and you can see the writing from one page on the other page. But just in the interest of that. Is inferior to my love for saving paper, so I'm still going dust.
Yeah, she's gone dust as well. Absolute dust from the gym.
Yeah,
all right. Jake, hey lads, came up with a must or dust topic. I'll be the judge of that. Whilst getting ready,
this is a topic.
Whilst getting the ears lowered, which is one of my favourite sayings.
Oh, that is brilliant. What's that mean, Mickey?
That's getting a haircut, obviously.
Thank you very much, Lee. Thank you very much. All right, acting surprised when the barber calls you up, even though you know damn well you're up next.
I've never done that, but I think it's awesome.
Oh, me already? Yeah. There's no one else here, idiot.
Why would you even do that? Yeah.
Must.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I want to do that from now on. Who was that?
This is from Jake.
Oh, Jake. That's magnificent.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, love it.
Wait, because Jake, challenge for you. Get a video of yourself doing that. Yeah. I really want to watch it. If you do that and send it through, we've got a massive, massive prize box.
Glad you said prize box.
There'd be like some Guzman Gomez socks or something in there. I think so. Prize box just like got some random stuff in there.
Nice.
Anyway, if he can do that, surely. That's fantastic. I really like that.
I don't want a haircut, but I'm going to get one just so I can do that.
Then you would actually look surprised if you don't want a haircut. No, man, I'm not here for a haircut. Yeah. I was just wondering, can I buy one of those combs?
The beard oil, please. All right, this one's from Nathan. Possible must or dust topic. Wetting your toothbrush before brushing your teeth.
Must.
Oh, no brainer. Do you go toothpaste then water, or water then toothpaste?
Yeah, I go toothpaste then water.
Same.
Good question.
Toothpaste then water.
I think
would anyone? I've never heard of. Not that it's really a conversation that comes up too often with my friends.
You should bring it up more. I think.
Mm. I think I will. Yeah, because I've never heard of anyone doing different.
You need as in not wetting it at all, or doing the opposite.
Anything other than what we just said.
Yeah. I've definitely seen people away on trips go water onto toothbrush, then toothpaste without wetting it again.
That's better than no water.
Yeah, exactly.
I think water needs to feature somewhere.
And there needs to be lubrication.
Because otherwise it would be non-friction.
Absolutely. Just we tied it all back to the last joke. That's just
what we do. I mean, you can't really get that gear
masterclass
elsewhere, can you?
All right. Last one from the Chalkies, from Stefan, speaking of hair.
it's very niche to Australia. Yeah.
Excellent. All the ladies out there would have loved it, the three or four that listen. listening to podcasts you've already listened to before.
If it's We Got the Chocolates, that's a definite must. I would think, I would think as much as if you're doing it for us, it's wonderful. We appreciate it massively. I would probably not catch myself doing it. Going repeat on, although episode 170 where Skin loses the odds game and has to get a Prince Albert piercing, I would actually listen back to that on repeat. Yeah. But no, I think generally I would say dust. I don't feel like it's, even like rewatching movies and stuff, it's not like I don't get as up and about. Like if I'm scrolling through something to watch, I'm usually looking for something I haven't seen. Yeah.
No, I'm a must.
That's what I was like thinking.
I'll go a must if it's a good interview.
Okay.
Does that make sense? With a cool person, like an Howie Games app, that's like a banger episode. I'll go again.
Who's your favorite interview that you've
from the Howie Games? I love Bruce McAvaney.
Yeah. Do you? Do you like him?
Yeah, I love
him. Oh, Phil, I had no
Leggett,
idea.
Phil Leggett.
Oh, yeah. He's the bloke that ran away.
Yeah. He's the bloke that stole something.
He's the bloke that dug a hole.
I'm not sure that I get it. Or Leggett.
And by dug it, I mean he put the dirt back in the hole that he dug because he filled it.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, good.
People, keep up.
Excellent.
The guy's got two names. Yeah. You don't have to just work with one. Come on.
You're so right. I wasn't sure, what was happening. That's fine. Now that I'm with you, well done.
Beautiful. Mikas, do you want to go with your muscle dust, please?
Yeah, okay. Carly and my wife did this the other day and... Well, off the bat, it's dust. She went into a cafe with a coffee from somewhere else.
Oh.
And she said, no, but we'll get food, so it's fine.
I don't love it. I would say dust.
I mean, it's dust.
Huge dust.
I
said, leave the coffee in the car and buy another one. That is so dusty.
Obviously, the coffee place is obviously really good.
We were at the markets and then we got coffees and then she takes me about 4 hours to drink a nice latte. And then we're like, hey, let's get food from this other cafe that we really like.
I'll get on her side for a second here. Was the coffee from the markets or another standalone cafe?
It was from the markets. But it doesn't matter. Like, it's a clear iced latte cup, so you wouldn't know.
Okay.
And also the coffee from the shop we went to, like where she didn't get the coffee, way better.
Far superior.
Dust.
As a matter of taste, I tried.
Yeah.
And she even said, she's like, go to the counter and ask them if they care, like if we're buying food. And I was like, no.
I think that makes it more awkward. What if you go to the counter and they say, we do care.
Yeah.
What do you do? Pour it
out. Well, she said, as we're leaving, she said, go ask now.
Do you guys care? Just for my conscience.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Right. Dust.
No.
Dust.
I'll throw it at you. Shopping center Wi-Fi.
Dust.
I would never, ever Nah, dust.
Unless I was in a different country.
Yeah.
Nah. Even the airport one, no big on.
Dude, Gold Coast airport Wi-Fi, unbelievably
is that
good.
Really?
Like, I know people that used to go there to upload videos, like they're the editors. They would upload videos at, they would drive from their house to the Gold Coast airport to upload videos because it was so fast.
What if you accidentally get upsell when you get there and you end up just flying overseas?
Well, say you're in Queenstown.
Great.
Would you like a flight with that?
I don't know. My shopping center, like, it automatically connects to the Wi-Fi and it never fucking works. Yuck. ever in their life. Dust.
Gertie, you and I went to the Brisbane Lions game on Sunday evening against the Gold Coast Suns. And that was a wonderful, great experience, actually, by the way. It was weird. We went down to the dressing room. Not saying weird as in we didn't enjoy it. It was fantastic. But we went down to the dressing rooms, like, pre-game, like, to watch, like, them warm up.
Yeah.
And I just felt, I was saying to you, I was like, it's kind of cool, but also it feels weird.
Yeah.
Like, that we're just watching a guy, like, psych himself up.
Yeah. sitting against the wall, like stretching his hamstrings. Yeah.
And we were sort of sitting there like, if I was a player, I would find this quite weird. But obviously they're kind of used to it. Anyway, they played very well. It was great. Good win. Good to watch. But something that we did that gave us a great chuckle, I think, because it seems more like the level of sport that we've always played at as opposed to like AFL level. Logan Morris made his debut for the Brisbane Lions on the weekend, on Sunday night, after playing a full game of VFL, which is like obviously the level below where you're trying to push your way into the AFL team. So full game of VFL. In between, he was an emergency. So generally emergencies, there's four named every week in the AFL and you would never play. Like there's one sub named. Emergencies are like very, very rarely used.
You're helping in the warm-up, essentially.
Yeah, you should like stand there and throw the ball at him.
Yeah.
So he has left his boots at where the previous game was because that's like the Lions' home ground or like training headquarters. So didn't have his boots, smashed a full Macca's Grand Angus meal.
Nice.
On the way, then ate more soup. And then we were out on the ground and watched everyone run on. Brandon Starcevic ran past us.
Big human too.
Big human. Looked very healthy.
Yeah.
Until 45 seconds later. He was ruled out with a calf strain.
Baby cow. Good night.
Calf gone, which means that the sub, who I think was Harry Sharp, went into the game full time.
He looked sharp too, actually.
So he goes into the game and plays the full one. And then Logan Morris was the emergency that was chosen to be the sub, essentially, which means if someone gets ruled out, he's in.
Well, the thing is that the sub doesn't really come into like, back into third quarter, if all things are well, like, you know, back into third quarter, into the fourth quarter, maybe.
Generally, they'll like make like a tactical sub. Yeah. But in this case, Lincoln McCarthy did his knee in the first quarter, so it was ruled out. So Logan Morris has gone from playing VFL where he ran, I think they said like 13 kilometers.
He played a full game.
Yeah, full game, full four quarters. So he's gone from playing that to then having to go on the field at the end of the first quarter in an AFL game. Which, I don't think you could get any said that he wore Will Ashcroft's boots, which were a size 12, and he's a size 13.
Yeah.
So I don't think you could possibly be more underprepared for a AFL debut. But he kicked a goal. He kicked, well, I think he kicked one goal.
He could have kicked three.
Like, he should have probably kicked more, but the poor bloke's run 24 kilometres in a day. And having played, I played footy on the weekend, again, actually for not Gympie, but our actual team, Alex Hills. I reckon I touched the ball maybe seven times.
You still ran second though, didn't you?
And we got pumped. Yeah. And I was so gassed. I cannot imagine playing at a good level of footy two games. It is an amazing effort. Unbelievable. Featuring also the carb loading pre-game. I quite like that. I like the dietary meal. That was good. Have you ever been that underprepared for a fixture?
I think I told you, Blakes, a few weeks ago, I played that game as a concussion sub in Valley's first grade. And during that day, I had, just before I got a call to come down and be the concussion sub, I had mowed front and back yard of my house. I'd had two chicken pasta salad and cheese rolls. And 2 hours later, I was facing the second new ball trying to survive for a draw.
That's perfect.
22 of 16 with a Dorothy. Thank you very much.
That's good. That's equivalent to what Logan Morris
pretty
did.
Pretty much, basically. Yeah. Same level.
Ours was probably like Skin and I getting called up to play that gimpy game, I think at 11:30 when the game started at 12 and we were still trying to do our transfer at 12:05 when they had 15 on the
trying
field.
Trying to register. You both didn't play subs though, obviously.
Nah, certainly still haven't actually.
Yeah,
should probably do that at some point.
Wouldn't
put
have
that in
so.
The budget.
Yeah.
It'll be tough. But I think it's another testament to, and I wanted to throw to you here, Mikus, why you should always carry, or what items do you carry in your car just in case of like this situation? Like if you were to get called up to an AFL game, I assume you would always have your footy boots in the car.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I could go play 18 holes of golf right now. If the surf's good, I could definitely go for a surf. They've got 3 wetsuits, 8 pairs of shoes, 6 changes of clothes.
Why don't you put those suits in the dryer then?
Fuck, that is actually pretty good.
Damn it. I hate when he gets me.
I have nothing to say. Anyway, yeah.
They're never going to dry in the car, mate.
Okay, moldy, mate.
Literally called a dry cleaner for a reason.
Anyway, yeah, heaps of shit in my car.
Can I also ask, why do you need 3 wetsuits? Like just in general,
well,
speaking.
Well, one
they
of
have
them's,
different functions?
As in one's like long leg, long arm, short leg, long arm, and then just like a wetsuit top. So if it's like depending on like the temperature of the water and things like that.
Oh, talk us through that. That sounds interesting. So what temp, obviously the coldest you go in the pool suit.
Okay. I don't think it does sound interesting. I thought you were joking and you are, but now I don't know. I really don't know.
Stick with.
Obviously the colder the water, the more coverage you would want.
More
this
suit.
Is not a good conversation.
More wetsuit. I think it's nice. I'm
anyway,
intrigued.
Yeah, so yeah. More wetsuit. And yeah. Then if it's the water's warmer, just the wetsuit top with board shorts is absolutely fine.
I like it.
Do you ever get lit off?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, nice.
Like,
what about when you're surfing?
90% of the year.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes, when I'm surfing also, Lee.
Good. You happy?
I really like it. I think I've
That's
learned
so
a lot
weird.
About it.
I
you
really know. Thought you were taking the piss. I wasn't going to talk.
I want to know why someone would have 3 wetsuits. I've had one and also a surfboard. I've never used it. So,
okay. Well, if you use a surfboard, you'll probably use a wetsuit.
Yeah. If you're not lit off.
Yeah, but it's get like the water's getting a little bit colder. You could still go lit off now, but it's getting fresh in the
You'd
morning.
You'd want to have a decent rig, though, I'd imagine.
Nah, I think it's fine. So,
you reckon?
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone's your rig's serviceable, though, isn't it?
Fine. Yeah. No one's looking twice. They're not like, yuck, like gross, yeah. Or like that guy's
oh my
a ripped
God.
Unit.
Let's watch that guy.
Do you ever look at surfers, though, being serious and go like, that guy's a ripped unit?
100%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nah, yeah, I do.
Go to anything in the car that you carry your cricket kit in the car all the time, I've noticed.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's probably unlikely to go for a game.
Yeah, I'm unavailable even though I'm at the ground and I've got my kit.
Hey, mate, you got your kit?
Nah. No.
Well, we just saw it in your car.
It's like, that's Dom's.
We are finishing with a game. The game this week is Humor Shazam.
Up Shazam, pump it up. Yeah, you'll need some prompting.
Yeah.
While your ears are thumping,
yeah.
You can do some crumping.
Is the harmony good? Yes, it is.
It's happening about that one, doesn't it?
I think so. And it's also short. Short and sweet, which we quite like.
Mm-hmm.
Humor Shazam. Now, basically, well, this is one of our favorite games that we started playing in the car, which was essentially first person to recognize the song and name it, they would get the point in that case. I'm not sure why, what we were playing for in the car.
No.
Just more bragging rights, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're dead right, actually.
But we turned it into a game for the podcast called Humor Shazam. So essentially the same thing. We are trying to be the first person to recognize name and artist, I believe, because you get just 2 points up
for
grabs.
Yeah.
Point for each. Now, we do use MIDI files in this to avoid the copyright centers. And so that basically means that they sound quite weird. Now, in this case, because Skinner's away, I felt like I usually as
facilitate.
Game, yeah, I'm more of the game's master. I facilitate, but today I have to play. So it is me, go to you, and Mikus. It is a buzz-in type of scenario. My buzzer will be – what is my buzzer? I haven't played for ages.
Lethal?
Lethal. Yeah, that's a good buzzer. I like it.
Lethal, Girdle.
Barley.
Yours Barley. Is Barley. Nice.
Has Disco prepared these, has he?
Disco, yeah. So Dave the Brit, the nose jack shit, he said he has a theme.
We won't know any of these.
Actually, I might
songs,
take him off for a second.
Weird.
Yeah.
Dave, you got me over there. Can you tell what the theme is?
Yeah, theme this week is songs released in the 90s.
Ooh. Oh, nice theme. Nice
Disco,
theme.
You've been great today, mate. Thank you.
He's done nothing. What do you like him so
the only thing that's happened is an echo from his headphones and audition crashed.
But apart from that...
It's just that's amazing. My just ambition in life is to get as much praise from Cody as what Dave does somehow.
It's getting strange.
I like
it's
it.
Also getting to the point where I'm forgetting that his name's Dave. It's just Disc.
It's just Disc. He was walking around with one of those blue lights for Migos' background before, and I was like, it's a blue light disco. Do you remember the blue light disco?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, we can take people back to that at some stage. We should probably get into this game. Now, Dave has put the jingle, well, the sound grabs on the buttons here, so I will play them. As soon as someone buzzes in, I stop the jingle. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Sound number one.
Godel.
No, no surprise.
Killing Me Softly. I don't know the artist, though.
Okay.
TLC.
Oh, nice. I've got no guess for the artist, so I think we're going to have to, Dave, we're just going to have to get
Is it Mary J. Blige?
No.
Fuck me.
It's the Frugs. It's Killing Me Softly.
It is Killing Me Softly. Yeah. So that was a cross incorrect for the artist. 1 point, though, for the correct song. Well done. Sound number two.
That was me.
I think that was Migos. Yes.
That was Can't Touch This by
Godel for the artist.
Godel did buzz in.
Yeah.
That hurts.
We have got a correct there for the name of the song. I think you timed out this.
Yeah, no, I would think so.
He runs a hardware store, MC Hammer.
Yep, correct.
Okay. Well done, Migos. You're in the game. You know what's really so bad is that I knew that song straight away, but because I'm thinking about stopping the buttons, I also forgot to buzz in.
Yeah, that can be the buzzer. Yeah,
I'll see how we go. Yeah. Okay, ready. Sound number three. Oh, that is My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
That is.
Yes, correct.
I want to say.
Didn't buzz in.
Come on. Yeah. Oh,
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Godel.
Sorry.
No, you buzzed in after you said it.
I pressed the button. That was my buzz, remember?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. No, well, we're not meant to. But
Titanic.
Right. Titanic. What a film. What a flick. I actually watched Anyone But You the other day.
Where they
recreate the Titanic scene.
Oh, right. With Melvin Sweeney in it.
Wait, is it? What?
Right. Come on. Wow.
Well, just it was filmed in Sydney as well. Yeah, okay, nice. Yeah. All right. What's the score over there, Disc?
Two to you, one to Mikus, and two to Godie.
It's a hell of a game. They always are, really.
They're all these games are great, except for Google Feud.
It's a song number four. Mikus has got the eyes closed technique here, which is
really feeling
it. How that helps.
Yeah. He's an acoustic artist.
Yeah. So number four.
Godel.
Oh, no.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Oh, that sucks. It's a really good get, buddy.
Nevermind, 1991.
I don't know.
Get on that. Where's Charlie?
That is a double point to you.
Oh, good.
I was trying to think of what to words. Say there. Yeah, yep. Struggled. Need synonyms. Okay. Song number five, and I believe the last, this will be the worth deciding five. Feature. Obviously worth double points, yep. As always. Song number five.
Godel, Wonderwall, Oasis.
Oh my gosh, that is unreal.
Can we just not play from now on? This is actually shit.
Do you want me to do the game next week?
No,
do Shazam?
I thought that was a good game. I think if we didn't get pants, we're not running nude laps around.
Oh, you did that earlier.
I wish we were.
Obviously we did that. But no, I think that's fine. I'm more than happy with that. Well done. Godie, can we get a final check actually over there from you, Dave the Brit?
Yep, that's Mikus on one, Lee on two, and Godie on six.
Yeah, we got pants.
Yeah, actually. Absolutely. Yeah. Well and truly pants.
Yeah, I beat you, which helps, like for me. It doesn't help for you. It makes me feel better.
Okay. Well, that's good. Go you.
Thank you. Last segment for the day is You're In For An X is what we have been calling it. However, in a twist, now You're In For An X, I'm not sure that we always provide great context for this. This is where we have found something, Godie, from Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, that's made us laugh throughout the week.
Yeah, correct.
What do you mean? What are you saying? Okay, like I'm telling you, you know you're the one that usually does this.
But I'm waiting have we got something new for this segment? Do we?
Well, I think Dave the Brit's got a couple of things over there that he needs to talk us through.
Yeah, so we've had a few suggestions from the Chockies. Angus Green has sent us in, you're in for an X revamp idea, call it X-Men-tions and play a little clip from the 90s X-Men theme song. So I think you've got something on the buttons there, Lee.
Not something on the butt.
I don't want to hear about your personal life, Disc.
Here we go.
Ooh. I don't mind that. That's pretty good.
I'm all right with that. Okay, Migos not sold.
There's better, for sure. But no, great suggestion.
Okay, let's go to number two then.
Okay, so number two, I don't know who this one's from, but got an idea for you lads for a tweet rename.
Sealed with a kiss. Ooh. Because you end a text with an X, which is a kiss. So you could end the pod with a kiss or an X.
Oh, long bow.
I do so and love you.
Then. Use a kiss sound effect, obviously.
Must do a dust. Ending a text with an X.
I do it to you.
Mm. Yeah, but that's fine. But to someone else.
Right. To my wife, yeah.
Would you, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
I will send an X to acknowledge like I've got the message. Like she'll say like, yeah, can you pick up some groceries because I've done fuck all day. I was just joking, obviously.
Does she ever think you mean wrong?
Surely you just be like, yes. Yeah.
Well, X is one. Yes is three.
I think I've sent an X.
Yeah, most.
If I'm feeling real, like in a loving mood.
Just must
mood.
Us, yeah. Fine.
No, would you? Yeah. I'm saying must then.
Okay. Must. Yeah, must too. I was actually earlier. On the fence, so must, yeah.
Have you got a kiss? I've got a kiss sound effect here.
Yeah.
Holy heck.
That's hated that.
That's the kiss your grandmother gives you.
That was a squeaky kiss.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sorry, Dave, I had you muted then. What were you saying?
That one came in from Dan the Beard Man, by the way.
I like it. Okay. Nice. He's a big contributor, actually, Dan the Beard Man.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of messages from him. I like it. And you've got a third? No?
Yeah, third one. I think it's just quite popular for any WWE fans. I came up with this one.
This would be good.
Just play the button, Frizzly.
I love it.
But I was thinking Mikus could sing it and he could just say, you're in for an...
I hate it.
Let's do it. We'll do it next week.
That actually is my favorite.
Wait, yeah. So the segment name stays the same as you're in for an X.
Yep.
And we go, Degeneration X.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know.
But it's not Degeneration X. You're going to say, you're in for an X.
Yeah, that's us. We'll do that next week.
I feel like I've missed something.
Degeneration X was like a faction. And like the WWF, I reckon, even before WWE.
Oh, I didn't even
late
know.
Late 90s, I want to say.
Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I never really got into
Road Dogg and
you're an idiot.
Mr. Ass as well.
Oh, dude, it's...
X-Puck. Fuck yeah.
Well, it seems like...
I think
let's work with that. I think we can work with that and come up with something really good.
I actually did not hate the first one.
Oh, well.
I thought that was okay.
I think that came second.
3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, for your in for an X for this week.
All right. This is a tweet from Jesse McLaren, a Ferrari fan. just for you, Disco.
Should have won yesterday.
What piece of pop culture has ruined your first name? And then someone's replied, my name is Karen. Do you really have to ask? And then someone's responded, ... to see the manager? ?
That's very good.
Rightio. That's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to get in touch with us, as many people did. Many Chockies contributed today, actually. Thank you so much for that. At We Got the Chocolates, wherever you are on social media. Skin always ends with one piece of homework, and I've got that for you this week. It goes out. It's particularly targeted to our Spotify audience. We would love to make sure you have pressed the following button on the Spotify page. Currently, the followers on Spotify is at 45,862, and we would absolutely love that to get to 50,000. So I'm very much hoping that you can help us do that. Have you pressed following?
I'm following.
Okay, great. Have you, Mikus? He's not. So now it's up to 863. Okay. So go and check. If you are listening on Spotify, even if you don't and you've got Spotify, just go and press following. That would help massively. Remember to get out, have a chin wag, and a good time with your mates this week. If you are doing that, you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. Mikus, well done on your full-time chime.
I actually think I spoke the same or less than you do. So thank you, though. That was good. I had a lot of fun.
Nah, a little bit more.
You reckon?
At times, like that 10% wetsuit gear. You told us a lot about wetsuits, which you've never done before.
I spoke more about wetsuits than riveting. Anything else.
No, that's actually what they do to ships, the riveting.
Yeah. Pop riveting.
What?
Don't worry.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Yeah.
Anyway. Same. Good luck in the future. At Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.